Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Ray the G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Tarot Tuesday, and we're going to have our VIP special guest, Tarot Jeff, back on the line with us in just a quick second. And we're going to be taking your calls all hour long. And the phone lines have lit up tonight brighter than a Christmas tree. So we won't be doing a lot of, you know, witty banter and chit-chat as we normally do because we have all of your calls coming in. But before we get started, I do want to give kind of the little disclaimer tonight. Tonight is Tarot Tuesdays. What's in the card for you? You'll have a chance to ask Tarot Jeff a general question like, what are in the cards for me? He'll do a three-card draw for you and tell you what he sees for you. You can also ask a specific question. That's really cool, too. But we'll also tell you that if you are calling in, here's your disclaimer for the night. Tarot readings are like a map, describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. So, this is for entertainment purposes only, people. You must be 18 years of age or older to call in. And this tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in the tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. And we say that because you can't, you know, get a reading and then, I bet my life's fortune on the lottery numbers because, you know, Tarot Jeff told me to, number one, he would never tell you to do that, but you can't come back and say that. So, everybody, we're going to have a great show tonight. I'm so thrilled to have everybody on hold. If you've been on hold since 6:45, because you can call in up to 15 minutes before the show starts, we see you. Hang on the line. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. And without further ado, welcome back, Tarot Jeff.
Brother Garrett, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so excited today. We really do have a whole lineup of callers out the window, and I can see from the area codes they are from all around the country tonight, which is always exciting. And so do you want to add anything or say anything before we get started tonight? I know that we usually chit-chat a little bit, but, you know.
I think we're going to get right to it, but I always like to start with a card for you. And,
bless your heart.
Your card for this week, I believe, is the Ace of Swords. That's what I'm going to call it, the Ace of Swords for the week for you.
Okay.
And swords, there's four suits. The swords represents air or the mind, the thinking and decision-making abilities. The aces represent a beginning. So existing potential, new beginnings, and this is a new way of thinking for you starting this week. And my intuition on you, Garrett, is always you've got something new going on, but this is something that's
true.
Garrett's following a career path and obviously goes, oh, shiny thing. And this is different. This is something that's a little bit more important. It's a little bit different way of thinking. I'm gonna say it's really going to be kind of about your life. Not so much opportunities and money-making and schemes and dreams, but about your life, about who you actually are at this point in time. So I think I think you're cutting through some of the old images that you might have had of yourself, and you're moving along. And I wanted to do one more card because you had somebody else that's close to you, and we've talked in the past. That person I drew a card for him as well, and this is the Knight of Pentacles, and the Knight represents motion, things that are in movement, quest, trusted agents, action, seeking. and the pentacles represents money, or how a person is represented upon the planet itself on the Earth. And so I know that this person has been concerned about, they're striving to be patient, they've been in their brain a little bit too much, counseled them before to get back down into their heart a little bit. All things are moving forward. According to this card, all things are moving forward. It's going to be okay. Patience still. You're still on a journey, my friend. And that's what I have to say to your friend there.
There
so
we
that
go.
That makes sense to you. All right?
Okay. And I actually have... I think that person will be listening tonight. And so if you have additional questions, listener, you know where to find Jeff. You can go to... tarotjeff@gmail.com and send tarotjeff an email and get your question answered as well.
Mm-hmm.
Question for you. I've had a couple of people ping me on Facebook tonight and say I can't call in live, but I would still like to see if it's possible to do any type of reading. Are you able to do that with me just giving you like a name and then the general question that they're asking about?
I can do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's a little bit – it's easier. It's going to be more direct if we're in conversation, but by all means, if they have a quick question – We'll do our best to see what the cards say.
Fair enough. Okay, so Jules in the chat room on Blog Talk and then Davey on Facebook. Hang tight because we will get to you, but we have a slew of people that have called in ahead of time. And so when we do this, just in the interest of time because we want to be respectful of everybody who's trying to get a question answered tonight, when I bring you on the line, your line will be unmuted. I'll introduce your area code. For example, our first caller tonight is out of the 631 area code, so we'll say 631, you're on the air with Jeff, and go ahead, please. And so you'll ask Jeff your question, you know, like, what are in the cards for me, or your specific question, and Jeff will draw that, and you'll have a dialogue. We're going to try to keep this to about 5 minutes or around that time period, so if you have more specific questions or want to find out more, Jeff would love to help you. He does take private appointments when he's not doing the radio show here, and you can email him again at tarotjeff@gmail.com. His normal rate is $120 for a full hour session with you, and if you mention that you heard him on Blog Talk Radio, he knocks off 25% and it charges you $90 for the hour, which is a huge bargain, and I will encourage you to do so. And I think Jeff will also tell you about some of the other things that he can do. But let's get started here, and so without further ado, we're going to say 631, you are on the air with Tarot Jeff.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome. How are you this evening?
Good. I just wanted a reading on love life.
A reading on life?
Love life.
Love life. Love life. Okay. You know, it's amazing to me, Garrett, that we have not gotten a lot of calls asking about love. We've gotten all sorts of things and not about love. So, and do we have a first name for you, caller?
Sue.
Sue, thank you very much, Sue. Sue, I'm going to give you three cards here tonight, and this is really interesting because last week we had a card that came up very frequently. In fact, in probably 75% of the readings, this one card came up, and you just got that same card. It's one of the major arcana. It's called the High Priestess. And the High Priestess is balanced yin energy, a spiritual approach to life. And Sue, I'm going to kind of assign that card to you. I think this is who you are. It's how you represent yourself. It's how you think about yourself, certainly, as not someone that lords it over other people. The High Priestess doesn't do that. But the High Priestess is sort of a keeper of not the law so much, but the principles of things, and I think that this probably sums up who you are without going into really great detail here on this card. The second card that you get this evening is the Eight of Wands. Wands represents your personal energy. Sometimes it's about the energy of the question itself. Now, when we get eights, the number eight indicates growth, expansion, opportunity, but it also is a time for making priorities. And so, Sue, I think that one of the things that you do is you're probably pretty capable of making a priority for other people, helping other people balance their energies out. I think it's time to turn all of that really good talent on yourself a little bit more. Again, not that you're lacking somehow, but I think you've got a lot of energy going outward right now, and I think you need to turn it inward just a little bit. So the final card that you get here this evening is the Two of Swords. Now, I said at the beginning about swords representing the ability to think, the ability to make decisions. The twos represent duality, polarization. It's a balancing that happens. And in this case, the Two of Swords is a little bit of a dichotomy, because swords is decision-making, but two means there's two choices. So now, Sue, what does it all mean? It means that you as an individual are pretty complete in and of yourself. And I think that that's a strength that you may not recognize right away about yourself, that you may not understand that you are complete within and of yourself. That makes you a good partner, a good potential partner for someone else, but it doesn't make you a good partner for someone who is incomplete in and of themselves. And so that becomes a struggle in this day and age, because there's not that many people out there who are a practical match for you in terms of love life. Now, what I do see in the near future, and I don't always like to step out into the future too far here, but the cards are seeming to indicate this tonight, that there's a decision coming to you, and I believe it involves two people or a person that may take another person that's actually trying to decide whether they're going to go to the left or to the right. And if they go one way, they can be kind of close to you, and that might be a very good thing for you. If they go the other direction, then you're free. And don't pine over it, but move forward. And let's just really fast pull a fourth card. You know, this is good. This helps me understand the reading a lot. The Page of Cups comes up. Cups is about your heart, Sue. And we'll state the Page is about, a lot of times we say a young person, a novice, a disciple. And I think that might be what is your future here, is someone who's learning, who's kind of not at the beginning of their journey, but who's having some breakthroughs on their journey. And I think that's the person that's going to really kind of be a good balanced partner for you as an individual. Does this make sense to you, Sue?
Oh, yeah. I like somebody, and I don't know which way they're heading.
Yeah. it's an interesting situation,
but I don't know which way they're going to go.
Yeah, and you can't be mad at them if they choose the other direction. Now, what I'm saying about this Page of Cups as it comes up is, if they decide, it's not a bad match for you at this point in time, they decide to go a different direction, there's something else, someone else who's approaching. They're just not ready for you yet. To be honest with you, you're in. If this other person comes to you now, you wouldn't recognize them as someone that's partner material, because they're not right now. They're still learning. They're still percolating. They're still stewing. Use any metaphor you want to. But
when do
not,
you see them coming in?
Well, this decision has to be made by the other person, and that will give you a clearer vision of your future. So I don't really have a timeline for you. I think in the next month or so, the person that you like that may go one way or the other direction, they're going to make a decision, and then you'll know. Then you'll know. This other person, if the person that makes a decision does so where they stay close to you, then this other person doesn't matter. They'll pass right by you. You won't even recognize them, and it's gone. And at that point in time, life has moved on. Things have changed. The cards will say something different at that point in time. However, if this other person chooses to move on, move away from you, again, turn your energies into yourself a little bit. Improve yourself while you have the private moments, the solo moments. Being alone is different than being lonely, Sue. And
yeah,
right,
so you better have to wait for this other person to see which way he turns.
Exactly, exactly. And I think you're going to have a clearer vision of that within the month.
There we go.
So,
all right,
all
I
right.
guess that person's just confused.
Pardon me?
I guess that person's just confused.
Well, they're not confused. They just they don't have all of the information yet. You know, they're thinking about something, and what they need to do is they need to engage their heart. They're facing a decision that decided through the brain only. They've got to engage their heart. What's their heart's desire? So, all right.
And with that, Sue, we need to move on. But I sure love you calling in tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sue.
You're welcome.
That was a good reading.
You're welcome.
Okay. So our next caller, Jeff, is going to be coming from the 901 area code 901. You're on the air with Jeff.
Hi, my name is Anna. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No, you're welcome. Is this Anna? Is that right?
That's correct.
Thank you, Anna. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. And I was just wondering, what do you see in the cards for me?
Just in general?
Yes.
Okay, you sure you don't have a more specific question, Ariana?
My question is always about finances, but, you know, we'll
finance.
See what's going down.
All right, well, we'll put the finance question on the back burner there, but we'll let that simmer up. Let's see if it bubbles up. All right, this is a good reading for you. This is a really, really nice reading for you. What we have...
And if you can turn your radio down or your computer down, Anna, so that way we don't get the feedback on it, too, so everybody can hear.
Oh, I'm not near a computer or anything.
Oh, goodness. We're hearing some echo. Okay.
We're getting a little echo there, so let's see if we can.
Let's see if I can do something else. Okay. Is that better?
We'll try it. Try it and see. All right. Anna, we've got three cards here, and the very first card that comes up is a Major Arcana. Now, the Major Arcana cards are the most important that you can have. If we were writing a book, the Major Arcanas would be the verbs and the nouns. They're the things that are very solid. Everything else is just adverbs and pronouns and adds to the sentence itself. But you've got three very powerful cards here, starting with this one. This is the Eight. In the Major Arcana, and we call that the Strength card. The Strength card is about personal power. It's about physical attributes. It's about abilities. So you on the planet, as an individual, very powerful person. You may not. And here's what I feel about you. I don't know that you always exercise that power. I think you may kind of restrain yourself a little bit in the hopes that you don't offend anyone. But I'm going to tell you right now, Anna, don't do that anymore. Exercise your strength. Be a stronger person. Be the person that you actually are. Okay? Now, that's one part of the reading. We have to move through this pretty quickly tonight. That strength card is a very, very good card, and it's a very strong it's a very strong card for you as an individual, because I really believe that you need to allow that strength to show. Don't be subdued here, okay? Now your second card is the King of Swords. King of Swords is a good card too. Kings are what we call a yang energy, the yin and the yang, and this is the yang. And so yang is active. It's motion, it's fire. And the King is somebody who's in control, possibly of you. And I think that this is where I'm getting that sense of you're a strong person, but you're not always exercising your strength, because I think someone thinks they're the King of you. And I think that part of the sentence here that we're writing with the cards is the King is the King of Swords. And again, swords are about your mental ability, how you think, the decision-making process. I think you are letting somebody else make some decisions for you or have in the past, and they're not working out to the best possible use of your energy, of your life. And so now the third card that comes up, and this is where the money comes in. This is the Ace of Pentacles. Pentacles, again, sometimes we call pentacles coins. So you are about to be offered something new in terms of money. Now, I want you to be really careful, because if somebody comes along and tells you you can make $3,000 a day sending envelopes out or something like that, don't go for those schemes. Don't go for those pyramid schemes and things like that. But a new opportunity for thinking about money in a different way, making a different decision about your money, your property, and it may not be actual money like dollar bills, but it may be property or something that you control that has value, jewelry perhaps. The person that's been making decisions for you or is trying to influence your decisions, I think you need to set them aside for a little bit. You don't have to be mean about it. You just have to say, listen, I need to make this decision on my own, and I appreciate all of the help that you offer, but I have a powerful mind, and I'm going to do my own research, and I'm going to do my own investments, my own selling, and go at this from that point. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a longer process, and I think you're looking at a couple of months, maybe through the end of the year, as this develops, as this proceeds, this decision-making process, and as the money, as the finances start to balance out. Watch how things change and alter, so that really by the end of the year, by the beginning of 2015, you may be in a very different position than you expect, than you are in at this point in time. Something surprising, but something beneficial for you at the same time. Does that make some sense for you?
Yes, it does. And that's kind of like the dream I had last night with a stranger that offered me some money, and I didn't count it. But I was expecting a phone call after it. So afterwards to offer me something else. So, you know, you hit the nail on the head with that. So I appreciate that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for the call tonight.
Thank
and remember,
you
bring
for the time.
Yeah, let your inner strength come out, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, Anna, thanks very much for the call. Let's take a question out of the Blog Talk chat room. Thanks again for everybody who is in there listening tonight. This comes from Jules, and Jules asks or makes a statement that Jules has some significant decisions and changes coming up in their future and would like a reading.
All right. So Jules, significant changes in the future. Let's see. Let's give me just a second here. We'll pull some cards
okay.
for you. Well, actually, that third card, part of the reason that I was hesitating there was that third card wanted to be two cards. So we actually have four cards for Jules, but we're going to go through them pretty quickly here. Jules, absolutely, 100%, you are in the midst of change. Your very first card comes up, and it's the Major Arcana, the Wheel of Fortune. Oh, some people fear this because if they're up, they fear that they're going to go down. But it's not like that at all. It's just a matter of cyclical existence. You have to think about waves. Sometimes there's a high tide. Sometimes there's a low tide. Sometimes there's a crest. Sometimes there's a trough. None of them are good or bad. They just are what they are. And as these changes that you face are approaching, understand that there's probably a bigger change indicated a larger energy change to your life itself. And so kind of step back and get a broader perspective and ask yourself, okay, I'm not just changing jobs here. I'm not just thinking about moving from the apartment that I'm in to the house that's down the block. Do you really want to live where you live? Do you really want to be in that part of the country? Do you really want to take that job? Is it a lateral move, or is it time to be bold and do something much, much bigger? And so that's what the Wheel of Fortune is asking you to do. It's saying, think larger, think bigger, think even bigger than you think you're thinking. And then we come to the second card, and that's another major arcana, Jules, and that's the moon. The moon is a beautiful card. It shows the rising moon. It shows some dogs howling at the moon. There's a lot of imagery here. But essentially what it means is spiritual insight, strong yin energy, reflection of light into darkest areas. Now, the moon is an interesting body because it does not have any light of its own. It only takes the harsh light of the sun, softens it, and reflects it into darker areas. Shadows can be cast, but shadows aren't necessarily a bad thing. They indicate that there is light somewhere. Now, you may find yourself feeling like you're walking through the dark, feeling like life is a little dark right now. You can't see your way, not dark like bad or evil, but just dark. In this case, I'm going to say good, because it allows you to kind of relax your vision, relax your eyes, stop staring so hard at the sun, looking so hard at light, and just rest yourself a little bit, relax, and let the spiritual insight flow. The card itself indicates that you are a strong spiritual individual. Now, that's one of those things I call a stupid reader trick, because any reader can look at somebody else and say, oh, I sense you're a strong spiritual individual, and they'll get a positive reaction. In your case, I think it's really true. I think you've probably done a lot of research, a lot of searching, soul searching, spiritual searching, and I think that you're driven by a very pure core energy of spirituality. Now, for that third card, like I say, that third card comes up, and two cards came out. The very first, I'm going to take them as they're laying on the table here. The Ten of Wands. Wands is your personal energy. Tens represent endings and beginnings. There's a cycle complete and fulfilled. Now you have a responsibility to make the decision, to move forward, to start something new. This is your personal energy, Jules, and this is, again, kind of re-emphasizing the Wheel of Fortune. To a conclusion, what do you want to do? What do you want your energy to be invested in? Now, that second card is the Page of Swords. Here's what I'm going to say about this. Whatever you were thinking about doing, I want you to do some more research on it. And the reason being, because I'm saying page, and I'm going to refer to that as the literal page of a book, the page of on a computer, something that has words, information. I think you need to, this is different for me because I almost always say, come from the heart. Come from the heart. Let the brain support the heart. In this case, I want you to start to lead with your brain just a little bit. And think about what you're doing. Logic it out a little bit more. But when you're done logicking, what does your heart want? And that's my advice to you tonight, Jules, okay?
There we go. Jules, thanks for the question out of the Blog Talk chat room. I want to say welcome to everybody who is in the Blog Talk chat room tonight. We've got a full room and always love to see that. Our next caller is coming out of the actual call studio here, and it's from the 949 area code. You are on the air with Tarot Jeff.
Hello, Jeff and Garrett. This is Clara. I'm calling from Lima, Peru.
Hi. Hi. Hello from Lima.
Hi.
And what was your name?
Clara.
Clara, thank you very much for calling. What can we help you with this evening?
What's in the cards for me?
Just in general, what's in the cards for Clara from Lima?
This is my first time, so.
Well, welcome. We're really, really happy that you're here with us tonight. So, okay, well, Clara, these are some beautiful cards that are coming up for you this evening. Number one is the Queen of Swords. We've gotten a lot of swords tonight, so I think a lot of people are mentally active this evening, and I think this is a good thing for you. I think you're, Clara, a very smart person. Just based on the cards, but also based on what I'm hearing in your voice. The cards give you the Queen of Swords, and that sort of represents who you are as an individual. Now, queens, this is the feminine energy, the yin, but it's also about inner truths and about being a ruler, but being kind of a nurturer at the same time as a ruler. swords are about your mental capacity and how you think about things. And I think that people probably come to you for help, for advice, and you give them good advice. You kind of, with swords, I always say, they cut through all of the nonsense. And so you probably have that ability. People come to you and say, oh, I don't know what to do. And you say, well, let's cut this away and cut that away, and now there's your answer. And you make it very easy for them. What I'm going to suggest to you, based on the second card is the Ace of Cups. Cups represents your heart. And I think, Clara, that one of the things that you've been facing in your life is a change of heart a little bit. You may have just exited a long-time relationship. You may have decided that a dream that you had, something that you've been pursuing for some time, really wasn't serving you. And so now what we're looking at is this Ace of Cups, a new way of feeling, a new heart for yourself. And I really think that with your very powerful brain, you're going to kind of have to subdue the brain a little bit so that you can start to feel what you really want right now and who you really are. And I think that's a big part of your life right now is who are you now? All of the people that you've known in the past, all of the things that you've done, all of the paths that you followed, they've brought you to where you are, but they're not you any longer. So keep that in mind as you go forward. Now, your final card for the evening, the Six of Pentacles. Wow, we've gotten Pentacles a lot tonight as well. The Pentacles, again, representing the physical things around you, how you are represented in the world. Sometimes we talk about it as money. And in this case, I'm gonna kind of go with money on this, but more about property, more about your possessions, your automobile, your apartment, your house, things like that. And the six represents a reconciliation, a restabilization. So if you've had a bumpy road for a little while, this is going to get better. Your physical things are going to get better. They're going to stabilize. Now, if things have been going okay for you, they're going to get better. And not by leaps and bounds, not like you're going to win the lottery. Things are just going to start to become better. And again, this is going to go back to if you follow your heart, follow your new, who you are right now. And that's going to take a little bit of effort on your part because you're so strong in your brain, you got to turn the brain off a little bit and listen to what the heart is actually saying. Does this make sense to you?
It completely makes sense because I am actually, everything that you said is completely accurate.
Well, I think that you're a very, very smart person. And sometimes our strengths can become our weaknesses. And so I want you to remember that as you start to, because if you find yourself saying to someone about a situation that you might get involved in, if you say, well, I think this, I think that, stop yourself right there and ask, well, yeah, but how do I feel about that? Because logically something might make sense, but if your heart's not into it, Clara, I really think you need to let some of the logic, the things that make sense logically, let them go because your heart's got something better in mind. And your heart is the seat of creativity. It's the seat of spirituality. And so I think that this is going to be a good change for you that's coming up. I think there's some interesting times ahead of you. Not easy all the time, but interesting. And you're going to feel very good about life. That makes sense?
It does make sense because...
Wonderful.
Sarah reading.
There we go. Clara, I want to thank you for the call, but we need to move on now. So I'm going to thank you and wish you a wonderful evening in Peru.
Thank you so much. And you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, let's see here. Jeff, Fast and Furious, we've probably got another 30 people on hold, which means we're probably not going to get to all of you tonight, and we do have more questions out of the chat room we'll get to as quickly as we possibly can. If we don't get to your question tonight or your call and you'd still like to have a conversation with Jeff, please email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com, and his normal rate is $120 an hour, but if you mentioned you heard him here on Rated G Radio, he is lopping off 25%, and you're getting Jeff at a bargain for full hour for $90. And Jeff, before we take the next caller, not only do you do tarot readings, you also do some other types of coaching. Can you briefly kind of explain what those options might also be?
Sure. It doesn't have to be a tarot reading. We do a lot of insight. We do a lot of what some people might call psychic readings. It's really a little bit more of a conversation. I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to hear the energy that they have. And from there, we kind of draw them out, find out what's really going on, what the real question, as it were. A lot of times, the answers can become very, very simple at that point in time, but there's a little bit of cheerleading that needs to go on, because sometimes we're afraid. Sometimes it's a scary world, and we're afraid to take the risk, but it's always worth it, my friends. It's always worth the risks.
So with that, let's take our next caller. Next caller is out of the 703 area code. 703, you are on the line with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Anna Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Is this in your name again?
Anna Marie.
Anna Marie. Nice to hear your voice tonight. What can I do to help you out?
My question is in regards to career. I was wondering what's in the cards for me.
Okay. Are you thinking about changing careers right now, or are you looking for your career?
I'm changing companies within my career.
Within your career, so it's a little bit of a different, same thing, just a little bit different. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wanted to get a little bit more information from you there, Anna Marie, because I think that this is a little bit more of a specific reading for you than just tell me what's in the cards, right? So the first card that comes up is the Four of Wands. Fours represent stability. They represent structure. They represent hard work, perseverance. And so this is sort of what you have been doing and where you are at right now. You're a stable place, but it's still a four, not an eight, not a ten. It's not the top of the ladder. It's still kind of in the middle of the ladder. And so,
correct.
Right. So the wands represents your personal energy, the you as an individual, how much energy you're putting into the situation. Now, when we have the four, and I'm going to say something, and I want you to hear everything that I say about this, because right now the energy that you're putting into this is it's not necessarily your best foot forward, but it also doesn't require your best foot. You're kind of doing this by rote, whatever the job is that you're involved in right now. You're sort of doing this by rote. It's become habitual to you. You can do it in your sleep, kind of. You're still doing a good job. Otherwise, it wouldn't come up as a stable situation. But your energy, low energy into the situation. Now, the second card that comes up is an interesting card to come up in terms of a question about jobs and career, because it's a major arcana, and it's number six, and it's called the Lovers. Oh, now, this doesn't mean you're going to fall in love with your boss or anything like that. What it represents is equal partnerships, a balanced relationship, potential. Now, what you need to think about, because this is what you need somebody that's going to recognize your talents, your abilities, your energies, stimulate your energies so that together you can become more than you are separate. So the synergy of you and another person. Hold on a second here. We have a screaming cat outside our window. So what we have here is you looking for a balanced partnership, but the card wouldn't come up if it wasn't available to you. And so now this is something that I want you to kind of keep an eye out for. You're looking to change your job within your job. That might work, but there may be a bigger picture here that you need to look at as well. Kind of lean back from what you're working on and look out and look around and see if there's something bigger to do. Or maybe you're going for some kind of a partnership within the job that you're already at. That would be all right as well. One way or the other, something that is equal to your abilities, something, an equal partnership, okay? So that's a very, very important card for you. Now, the third card that comes up is the Ten of Wands. Again, a very nice card. It represents, the wands, again, represent energy, your energy. Tens represent endings and beginnings, a cycle that's complete and fulfilled. It represents responsibility, great responsibility. You got to be sure that you want what you're going after because it's going to require you to exert a lot of energy. However, the rewards for that are good. Now, the way I see it, looking at these three cards, I see you in a very, very good forward motion. Make yourself valuable. Apply a little bit more effort to the job that you're doing right now. You may feel that you're already doing that, and maybe you are. Like I say, the fours represent stability. The Lover's card represents equal partnerships. Potential for that equal partnership is very, very strong in your case right now. The Ten of Wands indicates success in this regard. So, but it also indicates hard work on your part. That makes sense to you?
It does. I'm in the process of trying to. I'm working for one company, but I'm trying to go back to the company that I had a good partnership with last year. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of holdups going on in regards to funding and things of that nature. So I was wondering what the outcome could be. You hit it on the nose.
Yeah. I just pulled a fourth card for you, and it's the Five of Wands. So this is really about your personal energy. This is how much energy you're exerting as well. Five of Wands indicates travel, movement, change, tests, possible conflicts. So I see the conflicts around you here. It's halfway to the Ten of Wands. You're kind of halfway there. It's a good move for you, Henry, and I want you to really keep in mind that you need to respect yourself in this regard.
Okay.
They're not interviewing you. When I give career advice to people, because I do consultations on career, and I've been in sales training before, I've done management training and things like that, and what I always, always, always tell my clients is this: when you go for an interview, you're not going to be interviewed. You're going to interview them. and if you change your vision of how you're approaching the people that are supposedly interviewing you to see if they want you, change it around to see if you want them. And suddenly the energy is completely different. And you don't have to be aggressive or anything like that, but it's an active situation. And that changes how people will view you. Their vision of you will indicate, wow, this is somebody that's questioning me, that understands my process. I like this person. I want them on my team. And you get better offers that way as well. All right?
Okay.
All right. Stay the course, my friend. You're on a good course there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Anna Marie. Good luck to you. You know, and one thing that, you know, after knowing you a little bit, Jeff, and also hearing how you're consulting with the people who are calling in with their tarot readings, you really, I wanted to say, kind of go into a little bit more conversational, more transformational type of a conversation with people. It's not just yes, no, here you go. I don't want to say more helpful because that implies that other people are less helpful, so I'm certainly not trying to say that at all. But you're really trying to be more helpful in the guidance and information that you're sharing with folks. So,
well, I'll tell you, I mean, we're doing the free card reading here, and this is a very fast reading, and it's good for guidance. It's good to kind of but I call it the swing push. You know, if you're on a swing and somebody stands behind you and they give you a little push, well, that gets you started. But you get to kick your feet and you get to do a lot of your work. Now, in a longer reading, in a longer session, we do get very deep. We do talk about the concerns about strengths and weaknesses and how to use those things. It becomes much more of a roadmap rather than a swing push at that point in time. So
very, very, very true. Well, we've got 15 minutes left in the show tonight. We might actually run a minute or three over, but I'm good with that. Okay, and I have a feeling we could probably be here till about 3 a.m. with the number of calls we've got tonight. So, normally, again, folks, the show is an hour show. It might show 2 hours on your computer, but that's just simply from a timing standpoint. So, if we do run a minute or two over, the program doesn't automatically end. I will tell you that Jeff will be back next Tuesday night for Tarot Tuesday again. And if you want to schedule a private reading with Jeff, you can also do that by email at tarotjeff@gmail.com. And just tell him you heard him here on Blog Talk Radio and Rated G Radio, and he will get you a deal. Let's go to our next caller out of the 714 area code. 714, you are on the air with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. This is John. I wanted a general
John.
Reading.
The general reading. I can do that for you.
Okay, so thank you.
What's the weather like in your area there, John?
I'm in Orange County, so it's really warm right now.
Isn't it wonderful in Orange County? So, all right, John, here's what we got going on. We got three cards for you, and they look pretty good. It's really interesting because when we're doing these readings on the radio, we just really haven't come up with any of the difficult cards, the depth card, the tower card, or things like that. But you've got some of the really, really nice cards going on here. The Knight of Cups comes up, and this is you following your heart's desire, and I think that you're probably doing a really nice job with your life at the moment. It may not necessarily be the most stable thing, because sometimes that happens when we follow our heart's desire. It takes a while for stability to set in. But stability, it's a little bit overrated sometimes, and people start to feel stable, and then they don't change. And the only constant in this world is change. The best way to be a part of change, the best way to cope with change is to be a part of it, and the best way to be a part of change is to instigate it. And I don't know that you're really the instigator here, John, but that's okay, because I think you are moving forward on what you want to do, what your heart is all about. Now, the second card that comes up is Seven of Swords. This is where I think you get caught. I think you think about things just a little too much. Sevens, they indicate struggle or conflict. They indicate some soul searching. And the swords themselves, that's the mental process. So this is probably where you trip yourself up the most often, John, is when you think too hard about something. You're going along, you're following your heart's desire, and then you go, oh, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should get a 401k. Maybe I should run for office. Maybe I should do something extraordinarily disciplined. And maybe you should, but is it your heart's desire? And that's what you always have to ask yourself. Now, your third card tonight, John, we're moving through this a little quick because we do want to get some other callers here. But the third card is a beautiful, beautiful major arcana, the Empress. The Empress is the ruling authority, motherhood, nurturing through discipline. I'm going to say you probably have someone strong around you, someone of strong yin energy. It could be a woman, it could be a man, but someone of strong yin energy. And you can kind of rely on them to guide you, to tell you it's going to be okay. Maybe they help to structure you a little bit. Maybe they bring you some peace when you land, when you finally stop moving for a little bit. Does that make some sense to you?
Sure does. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think. You know, for you, John, I just don't know that I would change a whole lot about your life right now, except for the fact that when you start to think too much, calm your brain down, go to that Empress, go to that person that's the Empress to you, go to that yin nurturing energy and say, all right, I'm thinking too much, help me relax, because you deserve to relax. You're doing fine with your heart's desire, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Garrett.
Hey, thanks, John, for your call. Real quickly, and just so we can answer the question, Davey out of St. Louis had sent me a note on Facebook and said, can you ask Tarot Jeff about my love life? Not my love life, but his love life. So Davey in St. Louis would like to know about his love life. And,
all right, so Davey doesn't
and I don't know about
Garrett's
his love life, so I can't even try to ask you a leading question. So
Davey doesn't want to know about Garrett's love life. He wants to know about his. That's what you're saying.
His,
all right.
Exactly. So, thank God.
All right, well, really quick, Davey, we're going to go. We got the Queen of Cups. Now, a lot of times I like to read this this first card as the individual. I'm not sure that I've got that going on right now. I don't know that the Queen of Cups is exactly who Davey is. I think it's who he's looking for. A queen, someone who's strong, feminine energy, the yin energy, the inner truth is deep, deep, deep in this person, someone to nurture him. Nurture his heart, nurture his emotions. And I'll tell you, Davey, you want to be a little bit careful about that because you don't want your mom. What you want is you want a partner. And you may be looking for mom, but you need someone who's going to make you do your best, not coddle you and allow you to do your least. Now, okay, and I'm being a little strong with Davey here, but that's kind of my sense of it right now. And I don't think that he's really thinking about it quite that way. I think there's an ideal he has. And, Davey, I want you just to kind of relax that ideal a little bit. Now, the Knight of Swords is your second card, and I think this is really who you are. I think this Knight of Swords is you. I think you're probably a very active mental person. I think you think about things a lot. You're always in motion. You're probably a great Jeopardy player, a Trivial Pursuit kind of a guy. You need to slow down the brain. Stop trying to logic your love life. Relax just a little bit. Get out of the head. Start to ask your heart what your heart wants. Now, there's a little bit of confusion there for you. And, again, relax the brain. Don't try to logic out what we're saying here this evening. Just remember this part. Relax the brain. Get into the heart. Open the heart up a little bit. There's a reason your heart isn't open, and it's a legitimate reason. And you've been burned, and I see that, Davey. And I want to really kind of tell you, it's okay. It's okay to kind of be closed up a little bit. But you're not going to get what you want in terms of romance and love life with a closed heart. So open that heart up a little bit, my friend. Now, the third card to come up is the Nine of Pentacles. Nines represents conclusions. What was once begun is now finishing. The practical thing is ending. And the Pentacles, that's about your physical world. So, Davey, I think something's going to change for you here. I think you're in a place where a little bit of motion, actual geographic motion, might benefit you. And until you are settled geographically, until you are at that point where you're going to begin something new, something about your physical life, this love of your life, this ideal person, who really doesn't exist, but go for it, they're not going to be able to access you where you are. And I'm not saying cross the country on a whim, but open yourself up, Davey. Open yourself up and see what is your heart's desire. Do you really want to be where you're at, or do you want to be someplace else? Who do you want to be? And start to be that person. And even if you start to lose some friends or people around you, start to be who you actually are, okay?
Okay. And
that's what I got for Davey tonight.
I think that's good.
All right.
That's great. Let's get to our next caller here. Our next live caller is coming from the 708 area code 708. You are on the air with Tarot Jeff.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Hi. How are you, 708? Who's this?
This is Lucy. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Lucy.
I would just like to know what the cards have for me.
All right. I can do that. Whereabouts in Illinois are you, Lucy? You're in Northwest.
I'm in Chicago.
You're in Chicago? Yeah, yeah. So not, I was going to say the northwest suburbs, but Chicagoland is not really northwest.
I'm on the north side.
Are you? Okay, good deal.
Yes.
Chicago, what a great, great town. Absolutely
I
love
think
it.
So.
So, all right. Well, Lucy, let's see here. Yeah, my friend. This is an interesting reading, and I need to look at this for just a minute here. Now, you're asking just in general about your life. Is that correct?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. I think there's a deeper question here, but we're going to go with just what the cards say. Now, the Eight of Wands, which you've had come up once before tonight, the Eight of Wands is about growth, expansion, opportunity. Wands is about your personal energy, and so there's an opportunity for you now to kind of expand your energy, to kind of use your energy in an expansive way, to build something, to change something, to realize a different path in your life, perhaps. This isn't in itself a major important card, but the second card here is a majorly important card. I'm going to skip the second card for just a minute. We call this the dramatic reading. And I'm going to go to the last card, because the last card is the Seven of Wands. Now, the Eight of Wands comes up first, and the last card is the Seven of Wands. Seven's representing struggle, discipline, soul-searching. And the Wands, again, that's your personal energy. So you have an opportunity here, Lucy, to really shift things around. But it might require some effort, some struggle, some soul-searching on your part. And the thing about this is, that middle card, that second card comes up, and that's a major arcana. We've had this come up once before. And before tonight, in the reading earlier that this card came up, I applied this to personal partnerships, equal partnerships, balanced relationships, potential. This is the Lover's card. And I'm going to read this very literally for you. I think that you have an opportunity here to experience some love. And I'm talking love. I'm not talking about just a respectful relationship, equal partnership. Let's get together and we'll do a prenuptial agreement. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about Barry White playing in the background. You know, this is a strong, strong card for you to come out, especially in the middle of an 8 and a 7 like this, which is about your personal energy. Now, this becomes difficult to advise people, especially in a very, very short reading like this, because I don't know what your situation is. And maybe it's just lighting the fire of the relationship that you're already in. Maybe it's something brand new. Maybe it's somebody else tripping your trigger here a little bit. Maybe you're tripping somebody else's trigger and the fire's ignited. Thing is, you're stable now. That Eight of Wands represents stability. If you go into this situation, your life is going to become unstable. Seven of Wands, you're going to be required to do some soul searching. Now, let's broaden this out just a little bit. In any situation like this, there's always a risk. You put your heart at risk. You put your life at risk. And by life, I don't mean life and death, but I mean the continuity of your existence. Your friends and your family, and they may not understand the passion that comes up in situations like this. Sometimes you can keep these things quiet for a while, but they almost always come up and show themselves at some level. A lot of times I say, go for it. A lot of times I say, if this is coming up, then you're not being fulfilled in your own relationship. And so you either have to find a way to back off and become fulfilled in your own relationship, or back off and accept less for yourself in life, or risk it all. A true daily double. And maybe you just, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen? Put it all on one number. And roll the dice. Now, love, like we're talking about right now, isn't necessarily a constant thing. It can burn very, very hot for a while. It can be very, very beautiful and very wonderful, but it may not burn for a really long, long time. So keep that in mind if you decide to take this risk, if you decide to do whatever this is. Now, I really feel that this is about a relationship, you and another person. It could be something a little bit different. It could be that we could lessen it a little bit and talk about equal partnerships and balanced relationships. And it could be about your job. It could be about something else. I don't know. I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that at all. So how does that sound? I mean, is that making any sense to you at all?
Yes, it does. It's quite exciting.
And Lucy, with well, that's going to wrap up our time with Jeff.
Thank you so much. Well,
Lucy,
thank you.
Good luck with this. And again, please accept my warning. Also, sometimes it's a good thing to face a little danger. Sometimes you just make sure the bungee cord is attached tightly, and you take the leap, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lucy. Good luck to you. And Jeff, do you have time for one more call? Because typically we end the show. And so, everybody, we're going to take one more live call tonight. It's going to be out of the 978 area code. For everybody else who have patiently waited tonight, thank you. Appreciate you listening in. If you would like to have a follow-up conversation with Tarot Jeff, you can email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. Mention that you heard him here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can ask him your very own question for a discounted rate. So email him tomorrow or tonight and start that dialogue.
And
so our last call of the night is – oh, go ahead.
I say, Ann,
hi.
We'll be here next week as well, Garrett. So.
Well, of course.
Hello, how are you?
Here next week. Yeah. Hi, 978. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. Good.
How
are you both? Okay.
Good.
What I wanted to know is, where do you see my relationship with Joe going?
Oh, we got a name.
Yeah. Oh, you got a name and everything. Yeah.
No.
Do
well,
you
yeah.
see it being significant?
Well, Joe. So. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, thank you very much. I got so excited that you mentioned the other person's name. I don't always get that. I don't always get that information right away. People sometimes want to hold on to the significant other's name. All right. Kathleen, is Joe somebody you're working with?
No.
No?
Okay. I'm not working.
Okay, good. The reason I ask that is because the very first card that comes up is a Pentacles card, and sometimes that can represent your job, your employment. Is Joe somebody that you're involved in a monetarily, or a property or anything like that? Are you guys?
No.
No? Okay, good. That tells me a lot because if it were, then I would really kind of wave you off of the relationship. As it stands right now, I think just make sure that you maintain your physical presence separate, however the relationship goes. So in other words, don't quickly combine your income, your checking account, things like that. View this as a longer term process, for a potentially longer term relationship. Now, that's the first card that comes up. It's the Six of Pentacles. The second card that comes up is the very, very first of the major arcana, and it's the Fool card. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, there's a few bells going off, a few little alarm bells going off in my head about Joe for you. I think that there's an attractiveness here, and sometimes the psychological archetype of the bad boy comes into play, and sometimes the psychological archetype of the class clown comes into play as well. And I think you like Joe for a lot of reasons, and I think part of the reason that you like him is that he kind of doesn't follow the rules, kind of breaks the rules a lot of times, bends them, moves them around. Is that true on him?
I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't see him bending the rules. No, he might not like following them, but he doesn't bend them.
Yeah. So that's that counts. I mean, when we get this Fool card, it's an interesting card because it doesn't necessarily represent a foolish person, but it represents someone who doesn't really walk the same path as other people. He walks to a different drummer, marches to a different drummer. The Fool in general is the beginning of a new phase of your personal journey as well. So I really think that you're at a point where your journey is the important thing. And to kind of tie it to someone else, that's one of the alarm bells that's going off. Now, again, this isn't really about Joe so much as about your energy. Now, the third card to come up here is another major arcana, and it's the Hermit. So the Hermit is an interesting card because it's a man walking around with a lantern. It's an aged, wise man.
Finding their way.
Yeah, trying to find his way. In some of the decks, he's walking around in the daylight. Now, that would refer to the philosopher Diogenes, who walks around with a lit lantern in the daylight. And people say, well, why do you have your lantern? But he says, I'm looking for an honest man. And he was just being cynical and funny, right? So I think, in a way, that's what you've been doing. You've been looking for an honest man. You've been looking for somebody who's kind of in touch with himself. The quest for personal truth and ethics, though, really begins within you, within yourself. And so, in a way, the Hermit is you. It's solitary thought, soul searching. Not necessarily alone, but solitary for a little while. This relationship
that I have
with Joe,
been.
Yeah, this relationship with Joe is an interesting potential for you. I'm not getting a really, really clear yes. Go ahead with it. I think that there's some. I think that there's a process that you have to go through here, and learn a little bit more about yourself as you learn about him as well. Ask yourself questions. Well, did I like what he did just there, and why did I like it? And I think that Joe is a path to your inner self, certainly. The relationship can become very, very deep. I think that there's the potential for a very, very deep relationship here. But don't just rely on Joe to be the deep person in the relationship. Rely on yourself to be deep as well, and in that way he will feel comfortable being deep in return. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, because right now, again, we get in these relationships in life, and sometimes we get burned, and we go, never again, never again. We make these rash promises, and it's never again. And I don't know that that's exactly what has happened with you in the past, but I think and you're not damaged goods by any means, Kathleen. You're a person that's just been through one too many things. And so you're looking for some assurances here. There's no assurances about Joe. And I think that's one of the things that's the reason that you like him is because there is this little will he, won't he kind of an experience. But again, turn it back on yourself and say, will I, won't I?
Keep him guessing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, a little bit. But don't be playing too many games. You know, I'm not a passive aggressive person by any standard, and I don't like to see it in other people. You can keep each other guessing for a little while, but there's got to be a payoff. Right? I would say just don't rush to the payoff, okay?
Don't rush to the payoff?
Yeah, don't rush to the payoff. Just examine each other. Be deep within yourself. Allow him to be deep as well. Don't react to dramatic statements that might be made. Allow yourself to hear what's actually being said. And get past some of the drama that might have existed in past relationships. Because I think you're both looking for something deeper. I think you're both looking for an honest man. I think he wants to be an honest man, but he may not have had the opportunity in the past. But I think he wanted an honest man, and here's a person who may fulfill that for you. Okay.
I hope so.
And with that, Kathleen, Our time has now come to a close.
I know. And I thank you so much for spending the extra time.
Thanks,
Kathleen.
Okay,
take care.
Tell your friends to tune in.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kathleen.
Will do.
Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tarot Jeff, as we get ready to close the night, do you have any sage words of wisdom you would like to give listeners until you return next Tuesday evening?
Well, let's pull one last card for everybody.
Okay. This is the global everybody card.
This is the global everybody card. Everyone that's listening, you all get this card for the week. And I was just talking to Kathleen, and the Fool card came up, and that's the card that came out of the deck again. So that Fool card is the beginning of a new phase of personal journeys. And it's not necessarily breaking rules, but it's also not following rules. It's finding your own path in the world. I think that we're, as a global society, we're in a place right now where a lot of old structures are being reduced and taken down. And I think you need to examine in your own personal lives, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, examine your own personal life and ask yourself, what in my life am I doing because somebody told me to do it 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago? Out with the old, in with the new, and do it sensibly, do it responsibly, do it thoughtfully, but come from your heart on this matter and enter a new phase of your life. Begin it today because you don't want to be in the same place in 5 years. Nobody wants to be in the same place in 5 years.
There we go.
So that's what I got
great
for you guys
words.
Tonight.
Jeff, wow, what a great turnout we had from the listeners. Thank you so very much, everybody, for tuning in. Jeff will be back next Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 West. If you like what you heard, follow the show. You can also download this broadcast as a podcast. Check the bottom right-hand corner on your computer screen in order to do that, and you can get all of the episodes and listen to them at your convenience. Jeff, thank you very, very much for staying a little bit later than usual, and we will see everybody live tomorrow night, Wednesday. Tune back in. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you live on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to
Rated G Radio.